And now to Baltimore, where the police union is fighting a vaccine mandate that just took effect this week, telling members not to disclose their vaccination status, even though the city is now requiring all public employees to be vaccinated or submit to regular testing. WIPR's Emily Sullivan covers City Hall in Baltimore. And Emily, just remind us how big an impact the pandemic has had on public workers.
Sure. So, of course, essential workers, including police and firefighters, and here in Baltimore, the Department of Public Works employees, they've all been especially vulnerable to COVID-19. On the onset of the pandemic, both BPD and DPW faced significant staff shortages as workers or officers either got sick or were forced to quarantine. Baltimore police briefly closed their southwestern district in April of last year. That forced officers from other districts to provide coverage. And as more people stayed home and residential trash volume spiked, DPW suspended recycling curb pickup services for months so that short-staffed crews could focus on collecting trash instead.
So this has had a big impact. And here you have this mandate for a vaccine taking effect this week. Can you tell what's going on? Are, you know, police defying it, standing with their union? Are they going in and saying, I'm not going to get one? Or is it too early to tell?
So as of this Monday, the city is requiring roughly 14,000 city employees to get fully vaccinated. That involves uploading proof of vaccination to their online portal. So as of this morning, 53% of city employees have uploaded proof of vaccination. For now, employees who did not upload that proof, they're going to be on a testing list. They're going to have to get weekly testing. There won't be any sort of discipline unless you do not show up for testing. And people who refuse to go through with that will not be permitted to show up to their work sites. As you mentioned, the police union has told their members not to share their vaccine status with the city. They've also threatened to fight the mandate in court, and they've said they filed an unfair labor practice. City officials are meeting with union leaders and police officers trying to come to a firm agreement. Meanwhile, though, officials in the police department have supplied some basic data. They say that about 64% of their employees are vaccinated. But again, since union members were told not to share that status, that number may not be precise.
Yeah. Meantime, we'll watch as this plays out. But how are people responding? Have they been protests against the mandate or support of Baltimore officials? What's happening?
Baltimore officials are certainly encouraging folks to get vaccinated. You know, we understand now that it's the best way to fight the virus. There is an emphasis, though, on trying to meet people where they're at, which is why there is that opt-in for the weekly testing. We haven't had protests, but of course, this just went into effect on Monday, and it is a work in progress in terms of the city's planning and enforcing it and conducting test sites.
Emily Sullivan, City Hall reporter from WIPR in Baltimore. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.